Hey, Mercedes.
Hello, Kyle.
How are you?
I am very well.
Special guest. Because Lincoln refused to watch one of the best movies of the year.
Worst friend ever.
I hate him. Should we kill him?
We should.
All right. We're going to kill Lincoln.
Okay.
But what did we just watch, Mercedes?
We just watched Laser Team.
Yay, Laser Team.
It was very good.
So if you don't know, Laser Team is Rooster Teeth's film.
It is.
It's a YouTube Red original, which will probably be funny 6 months from now when YouTube Red fails miserably and goes under.
It'll be the porn website, YouTube Red.
So, Laser Team is a movie. It's a sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sci-fi comedy.
Yes.
About four ne'er-do-well fellas.
Yeah.
Four losers.
Yes, pretty much.
Happen upon parts of a power suit, an alien power suit, and they must defend the Earth.
Yes.
I mean, plot-wise, it's pretty cookie-cutter. I mean, it's pretty simple.
It is. Takes place in, like, this tiny little town.
Milford, Texas, I think.
Well, that's what's on the stadium.
But I'm sure they filmed in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
You would think so. So, the opening scene is, I might as well say, we're probably just going to call them by their real names.
Yeah.
Because we're losers, and we're very biased going into this film.
Yep, we just know them as people from Rooster Teeth that we love, so we're going to use their real names.
Like, this movie's very limited theaters. We had to get tickets. It was a whole ordeal. Hoping the movie showed, it did. Yay. But Bernie, who's Hagen?
Yes.
Half-ass Hagen.
Half-ass Hagen.
Is like a police officer, kind of.
He was like, used to be the jock and was like, I don't know, QB and then messed something up. And then now he's just like that loser cop.
That loser cop that uses the gun on old lady to flip him off. Not like a gun, like the speed gun thing. So... I mean, I say we're biased because the first thing, as soon as we saw Bernie, we just busted up laughing.
Yes.
You see him sitting in that chair. The whole theater did. Rooster Teeth people and everybody's like, ha ha ha, look at Blaine.
Such a good audience.
Look at Josh.
They made the movie so much better.
They did. I thought they would yell stuff.
Oh, me too.
Look, I expected somebody to be like, Maiku.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And yell random things. They didn't.
No, I think the only thing that happened was when the movie, when it first started and you see Rooster Teeth across the screen, which was really cool. Someone was trying to clap and I was like, screw it, let's just clap.
Let's get it going, yeah.
It was just awesome. Like, it's crazy to see them, you know, from on YouTube to this.
And they started, 12 years ago?
Yes.
With Red versus Blue, and to see them making, I don't know what the budget was, but.
I don't know.
It wasn't cheap.
No.
I mean, it wasn't multi-million dollars, but I would say it's probably 1 or 2 million.
Probably. I'm not sure, because I don't know what that...
If I was more prepared, I would have looked this up. We need Lincoln for that.
I don't know what Thad Castle runs to get him to be in your
probably
movie.
Not much.
Really? You don't think so?
No, I'm not for this, because I bet he was friends with Bernie.
I think
this is a lot of friends doing stuff.
Yeah, because when they did Blue Mountain State, Bernie knows the guys who did Blue Mountain State. Yeah. So I bet you he probably just like,
we know they got the slow-mo for free.
Oh,
from
Gavin. Yeah, Gavin probably did that.
So there's a lot of little Rooster Teeth nods in it. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything was too glaring.
No.
There was no Flint Cold character. There was no whatever Michael's, I can't think of it. Oh, my
Raging
God.
Raging New Jersey attitude.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was just a jock that and fights.
Yeah, jock that fights and rolls the dice.
He
rolls the dice.
He does his stretches.
Yeah. Oh my God. What the fuck am I trying to think of?
I don't know. What are you trying to
think of? I don't remember. You'd be mad.
Okay, so the scene opens and Bernie is sitting in this chair. And then everyone just immediately starts busting out laughing because he's a sheriff sitting in a chair, looks bored, and he's just got that little speed radar gun. And then you see this grandma go by in this little electric scooter.
You can immediately tell he's just a loser.
Yeah.
Like, he took a wrong turn of life. And then, let's say Michael's character, Zach.
Yes.
Is like the jock, but he's not popular.
No.
You tell everybody hates him and they want to beat him up.
Because he's just so full of himself.
He got in a fight at Ruby Lake.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah.
Ruby Lake.
And then all the girls from Ruby were there.
Nice.
Yeah. He was at Ruby Lake, which I thought was funny. That's why I say it was really subtle. Colton Dunn. He has a limp, but later it's because Bernie didn't block for him. He plays Herman.
Yes.
A fucking drunk. He's just so drunk.
What kills me is, like, he's wearing this brace on his leg, right? And they go back and they say that, like, he somehow broke it. I mean, that was when he was
in high school. He's still in a walking cast.
He was in high school, and this guy, like, he has a beard, like, he's, like, 30-something. A drunk, like, you know, just a little wash-up dude. And still has a brace on his leg for
some
reason.
Old enough for Bernie's character to have, like, a high school daughter.
Yeah. so he's old.
Yeah, he's an old dude still in a walkie. I never noticed that.
I don't know why it was still on.
And then like, we have the All-American Woody.
Yes.
The All-American redneck. Played by the British.
With that hair.
Gavin with his mullet.
Yes, Gavin with a mullet. It's beautiful.
He surprised me in this. I love Gavin, but yeah. I was like, I don't know if Gavin's an actor.
Yeah, like he's the person behind the camera. He's never really in front of it, so I was kind of worried.
He's really good. He had all the intellectual lines, which was, again, to me, another nod of, because Gavin's dumb. So let's make Gavin the smart one in the movie. So anyway, they're setting off bottle rockets?
Yeah, some kind of fireworks. Like, well, I wouldn't say they're bottle rockets. They're probably the big ones that shoot the stars. Yeah. So. I forget what those are called.
But anyway, some alien race said, like, hey, these aliens are going to come attack my content, and we're going to send you this armor to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So pick your champion of Earth. So the military's planned for years, and then these four...
They just steal a baby?
Yeah.
That one.
Steal a baby and raise it. And then these four somehow shoot a rocket, which hits the spaceship, crashes it, and then they steal all the armor.
Yeah.
Which one of my favorite scenes is when it just, like, drills into their flesh and into Gavin's head.
It's like, they put on the armor, and then where the armor fits on, like, the brace, where it would, like, sit against your skin, like, there are these needles that poke into you, and it says that it, like, genetically fuses with the person who wears it. So all of them are, like, in pain, because, like, you know, they have the, who is it, Bernie and Michael have the arm ones, and then the other guy, I forget his name already.
Herman.
Colton Dunn. He has the boots, and so they just start drilling these needles into him, and they're in pain, and Gavin's like, I don't know what's happening, and these two needles come up out of his head, like, in the helmet, straight to his skull, and he's just in so much pain.
Michael went through hell on this. He got tased, like, what, 3-4 times in this movie?
Well, he got tased by Bernie.
And then he gets tased by the military.
And then Bernie puts up the shield, and the military bounces off the shield and hits him and tases him.
Poor guy. Now I understand why he took the taser on their live stream.
Yep. He's probably like, I'm around them all the time.
That's true. But, so they get all these items, and the military comes and kidnaps them. And then Adam, I think his name was Adam, he's all like butthurt. Like, man, I'm supposed to be the champion of Earth. This is my time. And he has like a poster of himself as his champion. He's got the little action figure of himself.
It's like the Obama poster.
Yeah. It says champion. So he has 4 days to train these losers how to use the armor.
Which he doesn't want to do.
And they suck.
They are terrible.
Gavin's character, Woody, is the one that seems like, because it gives him intelligence.
Yeah, you see him progress. The other ones are just like losers and they get lucky.
And I love the reason for why he starts talking British.
Yes.
It's like, because Woody's so dumb, he thinks that that's how smart people sound like. So idiot Woody is now making himself smart and talking in British.
And Gus was like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. And Bernie's like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And they're like, yeah, it makes sense.
Makes total sense. But they have the scene where he telepathically speaks to all of them.
Yes.
Like in this dream world. And then they just all start jerking off.
They're like, this is a dream world. It's like a clean slate. Like, this is how it is. You try not to think of anything bad or whatever because it'll, like, pop up in here. So Michael's like, oh, no, what I think. And then, like, his arm just starts moving. He's just like.
Yeah, just below frame, you just see slight movements of their arms.
And then they all.
And then Herman's like, I'm doing it. And then Bertie's like, I can't stop. I can't stop thinking about it.
Just jacking it.
And then it cuts back to Michael, who's with Bernie's daughter.
Yes.
They did sophomore humor well in this, I thought. So I was worried it might be like a fart joke, dick joke type of movie. Those are in here. They're crotch grabbing and fake penises. And
where Gavin sees x-ray like through the helmet, and then Gus is like, here, let me help you. Puts his head right on his crotch.
Yeah. So it's all very subtle and cleverly done, I thought. So I give him credit there. I do like Rooster Teeth, but they could have went so many ways because they have, especially put Michael in something. We did see Michael's bare ass.
We did.
That get you a little turned on?
No, it was very pale.
Did you need a towel? No. I noticed you grabbed your coat and sat on it quickly, so I didn't know.
Out of all the total of three women in that movie theater, you just hear wet towels drop.
Just
women's panties drop into the floor.
From Michael's pasty white ass.
It was, dude.
So, they're training, and then the Worg Victor?
I don't know what they're called. I always want to call them, like, I think
I want to say it's Warg.
W, or is it with a G?
It was with a W. I think it was Warg.
Okay.
They send down these little spider things.
Yes.
And they, like, kind of embed into people's heads and make them zombie robot. They were zombies.
Yeah.
But they were very, they moved like zombies.
Yeah. It's kind of like a mind control device.
Yeah.
Except even if you kill the body, it will reanimate the body. So it's like a zombie.
Yeah.
Which happens.
But as soon as you take the thing off, it just self-explodes.
I know.
I thought that was well done. I thought the characters were well done. I liked when they kidnapped Higgins' daughter.
Yes.
And she became one and beat the fuck out of Michael.
And then everyone else.
But she took him into the bedroom and beat him up. So everybody's out front and it sounds like they're just having crazy sex
the entire time. And then Bernie turns on the TV.
He turns on Bob Ross so he doesn't have to hear it. Oh, God. So there's that big battle. And the laser team, because Michael named them that when he posted it on Twitter. A lot of social media references in this.
Lots of YouTubers on there, too.
A lot of YouTubers, yeah. iJustine is in this.
Which makes it really cool. It's kind of like, this really legit happened.
Yeah.
Like, what if something like this happened? That's what it would be like,
probably. That's exactly what it would
just
be like.
Just all over YouTube.
And Josh Flanagan does the paranoid conspiracy theory YouTube channel. Which, he was really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't get more YouTubers.
Yeah. I would imagine it would be really difficult to contact a new one.
Well, I mean, think of how many contacts they have.
I know, but every time, like, whenever they have the YouTube awards, and Bernie, he always says, well, not always, but this past podcast, he said that it's impossible for PewDiePie to get anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know, I can't see it putting PewDiePie, but so, one of the Funhouse guys.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm surprised they didn't do that, or Ray.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that... I'm glad we didn't see Ray. We saw an X-ray costume.
Yeah, but it was like a cosplay thing, though.
But then again, depending on how long this has been in development, Ray probably still worked for
it. He could have.
Because Monty Ohm is credited as a prop.
Yeah, that's
making
true.
The props. So I would imagine this was in the works for a while.
Probably.
There's no Jack or Jeff. No achievement hunters besides Michael and Gavin.
Not even like the slightest hint of achievement at all. Yeah. It's called Laser Team.
Yeah, Jeff Laser Ramsey. I figured he would be in it. I thought Millie would at least. I thought they would be in the crowd.
Yeah.
At least. But
maybe it was just because it
there's no Meg. No Ashley.
No.
Fuck. This movie sucks. No, I think that's terrible. We did get Carrie, though.
We did get Carrie, which was awesome.
I loved seeing Carrie in it.
He was so disappointed. He was
a sad little hobbit. He wasn't one of the champions.
Oh, yeah, you're a champion, just like all those people over there, and there's just like tons of cosplayers, and you see Carrie.
I thought Meg would be in there.
Really? That would have
been
cool.
Well, she's famous for cosplaying.
That's true. That would have been really cool.
Maybe she was probably didn't know where she was. She was stumbling around because Brian pointed her in the head.
It was that day.
Yeah. If you haven't noticed yet, this episode is most likely just for Rooster Teeth fans, because we're going to throw out names that you don't know. Probably. This is why Lincoln refused to go to the movie, because he's not a fan of Rooster Teeth.
But if you're curious, definitely look them
up. So we made Mercedes, or Merca, as she likes to be called. Mercedes.
I guess my will, I like to be called it.
Yep. She loves that nickname, so if you ever see her,
nope.
Call her Merca.
I do not recommend it.
Yes. She will kill you. She will eat your faces.
Your soul.
And your souls. She will eat your soul, and then eat your face. That way you have to see your soul being eaten.
That doesn't even make sense.
Does it?
No, it doesn't.
It makes as much sense as eating a soul.
You could probably eat a soul.
Could you eat a soul? Do they have any weight to it?
I don't know. We should crack open someone's body and find out.
When Lincoln gets here, we will.
He'll be the guinea pig.
So where the hell are they?
There's this big battle. We were talking about reanimated corpses.
Oh, yeah, and they kill them all.
Yes.
And then they're like, we should fight. And they're like, fuck you. And
There's a lot of that, though, which kind of made me a little upset. Like, I understand it's very realistic for people being like, no, I'm not going to risk my life to save the world. But I was like, come on, guys. Like, at this point, you've seen what you can do.
Well, what was silly to me is these things didn't come off.
No.
The fuck are you going to do with a laser cannon if you're not going to save the world?
Gavin couldn't eat. His helmet wouldn't allow him to eat.
That is he even said, I'm going to starve to death.
And by the end of the movie, it's been 4 days. He hadn't eaten in four days.
Yeah, 4 days he hadn't eaten.
So what was he going to do? He would have died.
Maybe they put a little tube up there.
It's attached to his head. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Maybe they just drilled into his stomach and they feed him Go-Gurt.
Just like applesauce through a tube.
Yeah, they just squeeze it in there.
Ugh. Sounds terrible.
I don't know. I mean,
or wet bread.
Oh, God, he would love that, wouldn't he?
He would love it.
God, they should have done a Gavin gagging joke to this.
See, there were a couple of scenes where
It would have been great if he threw up in the helmet.
Like, the part where they're lighting off rockets or whatever, and he falls back over that log, I was like, that probably wasn't on script.
Probably, yeah.
You never know with him. And then the one where he ran into the skeleton, I was like, that was probably on script. But the one with the skeleton, the head was on fire rolling out, I was like, there's no, I don't think that was part of it.
Yeah, because he did his Gavin scream. I did. That got like the biggest laugh, I think, is when he ran his skill. He's just like, bugger hell.
Bugger.
Like, yes, I wanted him to make up words.
Queen's Beaver.
Yeah, Queen's Beaver. I just want to look at the like bad alien and go, you're such a saucy mange.
I don't know.
The main alien, they end up fighting. They get back together. They fight him
on the football field.
Yeah, on the football field. He reminded me of Zinyak from the Saints Row 4.
Yes.
But you come to find out the hologram aliens, because they were only ever holograms.
Yeah.
I don't think they were real.
Yeah, they, whenever...
They just set up a tournament.
Yeah, they just, like, they're all... I don't know if they're all the same alien, or if it was...
I don't know.
Like, a whole race that they were just like, let's make a hologram of every single person in our entire
Maybe
population.
It's just a race of holograms. Who knows?
But there was only one whenever they delivered the armor. There was one, he kind of explained everything, like, hey, this is the armor. You're going to have someone come in like 4 days and like, you know, jack the world up, prepare yourself.
Yep. And then they had a countdown. Apparently these aliens made it seem like they were helping us.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they were just setting up this tournament.
Yeah.
March Madness bracket, as Michael called it.
It was like a planetary gladiator bracket of some sort.
Something. So they fight.
Yeah. And the loser, their home planet gets destroyed.
What's funny, though, is what seemed to do the most damage to him is when the one guy just came out with a shotgun.
I know, when Thad like, Castle came out and he was like, I'm a boy.
That
would have
been the funniest
time.
Thing if they did this movie and realized that, like, modern weapon, like, our weaponry just goes right through that stuff. Like, this power armor that's unstoppable, yeah. And just shotgun shell will go straight through that helmet.
I still think it's hilarious that Gavin straight went Dragon Ball Z and just rammed his head into the dude.
Into like, his side genitals?
Into his side. Yeah. It was so funny.
But... What else more could he do? He didn't have any weapons.
I don't have a weapon, guys.
But, you know, he knew how to bring them all together.
Yep.
The he Adam guy the sacrificed himself.
Yeah, that castle.
Which was weird that that dude used that powerful dark matter move on that one dude.
I'm not sure. I think it was, like, the point was that he tried to put as much equipment on himself to make it kind of equal to what they had. So maybe the guy was just a brute and he was kind of dumb. And all he knew was
he seemed
kind of
dumb.
So he was just like, oh, that guy's got a lot of armor. I'm going to use this, and, you know. And I guess that's kind of a way. I'm not sure.
But good guys win. Laser team wins.
Yep. They work together and they do that weird little
They
black
do like
hole.
This weird like Ginyu Force pose thing to get this dark matter gun thing to go off.
It's so funny. That's the most awkward thing.
And
when
Colm
like...
has to like cup Bernie's balls when he does it.
They're like, we have to make our armor look like how his stance is. And so they're all intertwined, like they're playing Twister with one another. Yeah. And they're just like, all right, do it.
And so the movie ends with the military just saying, laser team is going to space. And Bernie goes, what the fuck?
Yes.
And then the credits roll. Thanks to Bare Naked Ladies. They did this hilarious laser team song.
Oh, it was so good.
I want the soundtrack now.
Really?
Yeah,
I wonder if they'd sell it.
But I love Jeff Williams' music. He does all the music for Ruby.
Yeah.
I love his stuff. He did every song
but... But that one?
But that one, which was fucking hilarious.
I would love it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is in this. I forgot. He had a cameo.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He was being interviewed. And so we need to interview a scientist. I'm like,
yes.
What the fuck?
That's right.
How the fuck did they get him?
He's like, and my scientific opinion, we're all screwed. And I'm like,
we're all screwed. I wish they would have got him to say, like, we're fucked. We
they
are
probably
fucked.
Tried. He was like, I'm too professional for that, guys.
No, language-wise, they didn't, it wasn't too bad.
Not really.
Which, I think they're being smart, though, in trying to peel this to all audiences.
Yeah.
I said right now it's limited, so the only people that are seeing Laser Team right now are fans.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't really going to give Rooster Teeth best, like, how good is it?
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to fucking love it. But I think the long term is to get it out more. The trailer's up on iTunes.
Is it on iTunes?
Yeah.
I didn't know
I always check out iTunes trailers.
Mm-hmm.
And Laser Team is on there. So I think the long term is to get this out.
I hope so. I've been like looking at their website and I'm just like, please just let me buy this on DVD or Blu-ray because I absolutely
I'm surprised they don't have it up for pre-order already.
That'd be cool. That'd be like a good idea just for them to see how many they'd sell. Like, just throw it up there.
Well, I saw the thing on Reddit. I don't know if it's true, but they've made over $1 million in just the pre-sales in these select cities.
Yeah, and like you were saying earlier, you're not quite sure how much it took to make.
Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
Probably not all that much.
I mean, I'm sure, if I was prepared, I would have pulled up IMDb. We'd probably see. But
it was a lot of self-employed, like, Rooster Teeth people were in it. Like,
there was a ton of Rooster Teeth people.
And Joel was a news anchor.
Joel was in it. They got, I said, the lead singer for Bare Naked Ladies, but they do a lot of their music videos.
Yes.
So there's a lot of people in it. And Carrie.
And Carrie.
Sure. And Blaine. Chris. And Chris was funny. I liked Chris. I wish he would have been in it more.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know.
Wish Barbara would have been, because she really makes me laugh.
Yeah, you said you didn't even see
I recognized her at the party. I didn't recognize her at the
as
football
a cheerleader.
Game.
I recognized her immediately as a cheerleader.
It's funny, though, is I recognized Aaron first, before even Lindsay, or, I don't know.
It's crazy. I recognized Barbara. I don't know why. I just did. I was like,
I would guess should have been in it more.
Gus.
I will say this, though, I love Gus, but he's not very good at acting. he wasn't acting as much as he was being Gus.
Yeah.
He was on immersion.
Yep.
That's what I remember. He had the clipboard and the jacket. Yep. I'm like, Gus is just doing immersion right now.
But the thing that kills me about it is, you know, this is a Rooster Teeth movie. And they're like, all right, guys, this is still Rooster Teeth. So we have, you know, some wiggle room to mess around. But, you know, we're going to be a little more professional. And you can see all the other scientists that were around him were very, you know, very neat, had their lab coat.
He was credited as
up.
Disheveled scientist.
His lab coat was just like half hanging off his shoulder, unbuttoned. His hair was crazy.
He didn't give a fuck.
He did not
give a fuck.
He was just like,
you know, he's probably like getting ready to do a podcast. I'm like, Gus, we need you to fill your scene. He's like, God damn it.
Probably.
God damn it.
But yeah, as far as acting though, I was impressed. I thought Michael did very well.
I said something going in. I told you, like, I'm really excited for this, but I hope, it doesn't fall flat.
Yeah.
Because as much as I love, the last thing I want to see from them is something that isn't up to par, because they've done their shorts and they've done a lot of live action, which is really funny. This is great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Even at the end of the movie, we stayed through the whole credits and it came up, showed the Rooster Teeth logo again. I'm like, this is fucking weird.
It is. It's kind of exciting, but it's just like, is this real right now?
It was so weird. And to see, like, I didn't think there'd be trailers.
Yeah.
Because this was like a thing. So, like, we just saw Batman and Superman, a Deadpool trailer before Laser Team.
Laser Team, yeah.
What the fuck world are we living in?
I don't know. But it was really cool. Can you imagine what Bernie and Matt must feel like right now? Like, they founded, you know what I mean, this thing, and they're just like,
it has to be
we're
amazing.
Making a movie.
Like, I wish we would add a bigger screening, though.
Yeah.
Because it's all the ones where people would surprise them.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So. And I, like, for the first 30 minutes, every time somebody walk in, I'd be like, what? No, it's, I don't know them. It's just some random dude. Damn it. We'll find out later that Michael was sitting in the back.
Oh, probably.
Like, motherfuckers.
Or it's like James and he just has his foot up and just has a picture. I'd be like, James.
Yeah, it's like, is that? That's us. That's so, us.
Behind the shoe, I swear.
God damn it. God damn it, that's us. So, what'd you think of the movie?
I really liked it. I really wish that we would have had someone with us that doesn't know Rooster Teeth or wouldn't have been as big of a fan as us.
I wonder, if you weren't a fan of Laser Team or of Rooster Teeth, would this movie have been as funny?
Yeah.
Would it be as good? I don't know. I mean, they would have had to really just shit the bed on this for us to not like it.
Yeah.
It could have been the worst acting ever. We would be like, hey, we're going to see Michael.
Yeah, exactly.
It's cool.
And then Gavin's in it, so it's automatically got like a million likes already.
Yeah.
As we've seen in their Let's Plays, where it's just all you have to do is put Gavin in the answer, and everyone will like it.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true.
Gavin's nose. I'm surprised they didn't make a nose joke. Like, it's squishing my nose. Is it the helmet?
Well, he had that little, like, perv mustache thing going on, and I was just like, Gavin, it's making your nose look bigger. Take that off.
Well, they had to make him look like a hick.
I know, but it looked
terrible.
He had
to be a redneck. Woody. His name was Woody. And he had the huge fake penis.
Yep. And he changed it to Woodrow. Whenever he became smarter.
Yeah, when he became smarter, it was Woodrow.
My name is Woodrow.
God, I know there's, like, huge scenes where just skipping over.
Well, the training scenes where they just kept failing
they
everything.
They really fucked up.
And Bernie got hit in the nuts, like, a million times by different tennis balls.
Hit in the throat?
Right in the throat.
I'm like, oh, God.
And it, like, it was funny seeing Gavin's helmet in action because it would show certain things. Like people's weaknesses and stuff like that. It was really funny.
Bernie's was erectile dysfunction. I'd say there was a scene where they decided these guys suck. We're gonna take them in and cut their limbs off.
Yes.
Don't know what that would have done.
I honestly don't know how they were expecting to tie Michael down. Why didn't they use anesthesia like they did when they brought him in?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I see movies.
Okay.
They have the stealth mode.
Yeah, the stealth
which
mode.
Which was funny. I mean, it didn't really add anything to the movie.
It was just one of those things where it's like, that is a useless thing.
It was the most, when you go into stealth mode, their whatever special thing they had disappeared.
Yeah.
But it didn't, go invisible. It just didn't fucking work anymore.
Yeah, it's like...
It just wasn't there.
It completely shut off. Like, it was completely under the radar.
Yeah.
And
so you just see them walking around with no arm.
Yeah, so it was just their appendage that their weapon was attached to. So the guy's legs went missing, and then one of their arms went missing, or Gavin's head was gone. Yeah. And they walk in to try to save Gavin, his head's gone. They're like, oh my gosh, they took his head.
It was good. If you get a chance to see it, I would highly recommend it.
I would.
If you're a Rooster Teeth fan. If you're not, please go watch it and tell us what you think.
Yeah. They've said it many times that you don't have to be a Rooster Teeth fan. It's not a movie for Rooster Teeth fans.
I don't think you did. Like I said, the moments that we really laughed at was just the presence. We see Brandon.
Yes.
And we laugh.
Yes.
I don't even think he had a line.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think... Carrie, I know, didn't have a line. And we, the whole theater busted up laughing when we saw Carrie.
Yeah, that's true.
Don't know why. I honestly think everybody had that slight shock of oh God, there's another one on the big screen.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But there were some of them where it was just their actions that they did were really funny. Whenever they first put the armor on and the military personnel were coming out and they were like, all right, we're going to, incapacitate them. And so they start tasing Michael, and then, of course, Bernie uses the shield, and then they tase Michael again. And then they finally get Bernie down, and then the other guy with the boots just starts running. He's like, well, screw you guys, I'm just going to run out of here. And then, he just falls down to the ground on his knees and just vomits and then passes out. And he's like, did we do that? And the other guy's like, I think he just passed out, sir. And he's like, well, do it again, get him again or whatever. And then so they're tasing him.
They're pepper spraying him. Stop resisting. He just passed out face down in the grass. And then they put the hoods over him. Yes. They wouldn't fit over Gavin's helmet. So they just said, he's unhoodable. This one's unhoodable.
Just put him in the truck. whoever that one guy was, the right-hand man to the general or whoever it was, that was, trained Thadcastle,
Oh, yeah.
That guy that was kind of weird.
He was like, can I fringe you guys?
Yeah, he was kind of that awkward, weird, that guy was brilliant. I love that guy.
Which, I want to see him do more.
It was so good. I don't know if he's part of Rooster Teeth or what he is, but he's awesome.
I have no idea, because Rooster Teeth is fucking huge now.
It really is.
It's just disgustingly huge. And something that surprises me, actually, is there was a lot of cameos in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we left theaters I wish we would have seen Jeff.
Yes.
Oh, I wish they would have put Meg in there.
Yep.
We actually, they didn't overdo it.
No.
There was some that I really hope that this does well, and because they teased a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Go into space.
It's true.
Even if they don't do a sequel, I want to see Rooster Teeth continue to make movies.
Yes. Absolutely.
I really do.
It would be so much fun. It's just fun. It's like going to a movie theater and seeing the people that you watch on YouTube. And you're just like, this is a movie. This is real.
And how crazy is it to think that Michael was hired to yell at video games?
Yes.
His day-to-day job is playing video games. And now he's a fucking, actor.
Yep, he's in a movie.
In a real
with
movie.
With Alan Ritchson.
It just blows my mind.
It's crazy.
I wonder how he feels.
Who, Michael?
Yeah. Four years ago? I don't know how long he's been at Chima Hunter.
Oh.
God, it's been longer than that.
It's been way longer than that. He was one of the first ones to be there before Ray, right?
He was the first. Yeah, it was just Jeff and Jack.
Jeff and Jack, and then Michael, then Ray, then Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, Gavin, of course.
Yeah, wow. So he's been there a while, but not that long ago. He was just a kid in New Jersey.
Yep.
What, electrician? Plumber? I think he was an electrician.
Electrician, yeah. Electrician apprentice. I'm not sure
and then,
if he ever.
So he played video games and yelled at him and got a job and now he's married.
Yep.
And
well, I'd imagine he took it very seriously because he lost a whole bunch of weight and started working out and everything.
He looked pretty good in it.
Yeah, so I think he took it very seriously. So hopefully we will see more.
What's funny is Bernie's lost a lot of weight through the years, but he looked kind of really super slim.
He did. They all did. I think it was
sexy
suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very uncomfortable riding up the Gooch suit.
Riding up the Gooch. What was it that Herman said at the end? It's like, my balls are numb or something. Just like it.
In their moment of victory after they've won.
My balls are numb. I don't know why. It's like just the way they delivered the lines.
Yes.
Usually I'm not a fan of like sophomoric humor, mm-hmm. but they did it intelligently. And so when they're all jerking her off, you don't see anything.
Yeah.
You just see subtle little arm movements.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Oh, yes. It was all done there. Matt did a good job directing.
Yes.
I enjoyed
Matt
it.
Should direct more and put more people in it.
Yes.
I want to see a Meg Turney.
Just Meg Turney.
Just put her in her underwear. That's all I have.
No.
Why?
Because she's more than just her in her underwear.
She is. But you know, if they put her in a movie, she would probably ask, when do I get to be in it?
I don't know.
I think she just enjoys being in it.
Maybe she just enjoys cosplaying.
She does. She's good at it.
She likes...
I was really hoping she would be a pop punk.
Really?
Yeah. I would absolutely go.
Someone, who was it? Someone Jessica met
Negri's going to be there.
Really? Mm-hmm. I like her too. She's very good.
Yeah, she's going to be there. Someone with Ray and Tina.
And they took a picture with her, and they sent me the picture, like, look who I met today. And I was like, I hate you so much. Was she nice? And he was like, yeah, she's an angel. And I was like, man.
I also want to see Carrie.
Carrie.
He's a sexy little
just
man.
Nothing but his hobbit cloak and his underwear.
Oh, God. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And Miles is just carrying him like a newborn calf.
Miles is in his...
So his arms and legs are just hanging down.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. Fishnets.
Yeah.
That'd be delicious.
It'd be beautiful. Yeah, I was surprised Meg wasn't in the... Because they had, like... I wonder if those were cosplayers. Or if they just had people in costume.
I'm not sure. Well, Carrie was there, so...
Carrie was there, but... You know, they had somebody dressed as X-Ray and Ruby.
They could have been cosplayers.
They could have... You're also wondering if those group things... You think they were just fans? They just grabbed them at, like, RTX one year?
No, I don't think so.
They might have.
They might have, but you can't control those people.
No, but Rooster Teeth fans can.
Yeah, that's true. They are pretty nice. They'd do anything.
They would do anything.
Gavin did a whole slow-mo thing with all of RTX, remember?
Yeah, I remember the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
When Immersion first started.
It's true.
They did it with them. So I think the fans would. I would do it.
It'd be really cool.
I would love to be in a movie. A Rooster Teeth movie. A YouTube Red original.
YouTube Red?
I keep making fun of that.
Is it the first YouTube Red movie?
It's the first thing that YouTube Red's done successfully. Isn't it?
Nice. How are they ever going to top that?
I just don't understand.
Laser Team 2. That's how they're going to top it.
I guess my problem... You know what YouTube Red is, right?
Yeah, it's like a special... It's like kind of like Amazon Prime is.
It's like a monthly subscription, but you don't get ads.
Yeah. But you get... Don't you get more, though?
No.
Really?
I think you just don't get ads.
That's it?
I think some big people like PewDiePie, I think, is going to have YouTube Red only channels.
Really?
But... This sounds bad and jaded, but the people that care about ads, I don't. They play for 5 seconds and it lets me skip them.
You can skip them, yeah.
They're still getting their thing. If people care that much to not see ads, they're using ad block.
Yeah, probably.
They're not going to pay $15 a month when they can download a Firefox ad.
Sure.
I mean, just watch the fucking ad. I watch YouTube on Xbox, Xbox One, so I can't not watch the ads if I don't want to.
And not only that, I noticed a lot of times during the holiday, Rooster Teeth had their own ads.
Mm-hmm. They do, and then they've been having the Laser Team ads.
The Laser Team ads. Yeah, not only like, you know, after each video, but like a legit ad. They had an ad before any video you watched.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is crazy. They have their own ads on there.
That's crazy. So I'm excited to see when this comes full blown into theaters.
Yes.
Because it has to.
Mm-hmm. It deserves it.
Yeah. Because, the original showing, when they announced tickets are on sale, and I went and saw Indianapolis, was already sold out.
Really?
Like in a 10-minute span, it had sold out. And then thanks to Connor Mullen, I think his name was, correct? Mm-hmm. He got our showing together. I don't know who he is. I've never met him, but thank you.
Yes, thank you.
For bringing me. I'm going to assume it's the dude that took our name.
Oh, yeah. You think that was him?
I would think so.
Could have been.
I think he should have been. Like, he was in control of all of it, I think.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Yes, dude. Thank you. You are awesome.
For making us not drive to Blooming to see this movie.
Oh.
Which, in all honesty, I think we would have.
Oh, I would have. I would have driven to, where'd you say, Cincinnati or something like
Muncie
that?
Had a showing.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That would have been hell.
Yeah, that would have kind of sucked. But it would have been cool just to support him. If only one of those lazy douches would have shown up, though. Fucking said, hey, thanks for giving money and coming to my movie.
They would have spent the money and the time to fly all the way to Indiana.
Why not?
The asshole of the U.S.
Why not? They could have sent some scrub.
Carrie.
I would have loved Carrie.
Matt.
I think if it was Carrie, we just would have put him in a sack and thrown him in the trunk and just taken him home.
Just put him in
and he
would have
been scared and we would have just like fed him yogurt.
Like, okay. Give him a little cup of water.
Okay.
Okay. Poor Carrie.
We'd put him in like a onesie, like footy pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
We'd rock him to sleep.
He's like a baby.
He'd be our baby.
No.
We could have a Carrie baby.
No.
You don't think he would do it?
You Carrie?
Yeah.
I think he would.
If he was offered free food and room.
I think that if he had the time, he seems he's very busy.
If, like, the rest of his life, he doesn't have to spend the time. He gets whatever he wants.
Are we doing $1 million
I think he would be our baby.
I think you would do it.
Bro. I think you would do it. I don't know, though. I bet he's mouthy.
Caring?
Yeah.
I'd imagine.
But he's smart off. Humans he'd backtalk. He'd probably backtalk all the time.
You are grounded.
Yeah, you put him in timeout. But I got anime rubies. Get in the corner.
How dare you?
You think about what you did.
No
How
dinner
dare
for you.
You kill off that character?
Oh, no.
I can do another Simple Walk.
Simple Walk.
Did you never watch that?
No.
The Simple Walk?
Oh, is it the Mordor?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
It seemed like a terrible time. Like, I don't know if I'd ever do that.
All right, Mercedes. So, what score would you give Laser Team?
Laser Team? I would probably give 8.5.
8.5? I was going to say 10. 8.5 as well. 8.6, something around there. Yeah, I can't give it a 10 as much as I will. I mean, obviously, no movie's a 10.
Yeah.
But, and we are biased.
Yes.
If Lincoln would have came, he didn't.
No.
That's why we hate him. We're going to kill him.
It's true.
And we're going to put a swing set in his yard and a giant cement buffalo.
Deal with that.
We already agreed to this. If you're a Rooster Teeth fan, we don't have to tell you to watch the Laser.
Yeah, you've already seen
You've it. Already watched it, or you're really mad right now that we got to watch it and you did. So sucks to be you, nerds. love you. Not you, Mercedes. Fucking hate you.
Oh, okay, that's good. I love all the fans, and not Kyle.
You don't have fans.
Well, all your guys' fans.
I'm just kidding. We don't have fans either.
Oh, really? Well, no. I'm a listener, you. So hello, me. The one listener.
All right, so everybody can stop making fun of us behind our backs. We do know a girl.
That is true. I am a girl.
And she's totally not
let me
going
check.
To touch us later.
Yes, I'm a girl.
Okay. So you're going to sleep with me and Lincoln now?
No, absolutely not.
Fuck. Lincoln!
Yeah?
This is worthless.
What use am I?